Sinai meeting.
So how about let's, for those of you who are visiting us, we'll just let you know, we are on week 11, volume 2. Okay. And then how about let's just read the title all together. Amen. Week 11. The surplus of the produce of the good land, and the corporate worship of God, the Father, in truthfulness. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hey, brother.
Yes.
Let's pray for a second. Let's pray before we start, so the Lord could bind the enemy. Oh, Lord,
okay.
Jesus.
Amen.
I want to hear you speak it today.
Amen.
Oh, anoint our his words. And all the words of the brother who will be speaking.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, bind the enemy and any distraction, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, for today.
Amen.
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 Amen. Yes.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Release the burden
yes.
within
Amen.
Your heart.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, speaking through our brothers, sisters, speaking.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Also grant us ear to hear.
Amen. Amen.
Anoint our ears, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, right.
Yes. Lord, yes. Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Amen. We are opening to you.
Amen. Amen.
Opening to the sharing.
Amen.
Lord, oh, grant us grace and mercy.
Yes.
Amen. Allow us to grow.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. Amen. So, Saints, this week we are on this wonderful topic. But the focus is really the Lord is bringing us back to Deuteronomy.
Amen.
And we see that in Deuteronomy, saints, God has a very specific way of worship. And this worship is not that we will come together, you know, in a religious way.
Yes.
But God's instruction and God's word in Deuteronomy is very, very specific. In Deuteronomy, we see that three times a year, our worship to God is to hold the feast. There are three feasts. And these three feasts is that we need to bring our portion of Christ to come together, to share with one another, to eat them before the Lord,
mm-hmm.
and to have a corporate worship of God.
Amen.
In Deuteronomy, in all the verses, I think room number one, we see that there are many, many instructions. But the instructions really like boils down to, you know, saints, there are specific portion of Christ that we can enjoy in our daily lives.
Right.
But there are also those that must, only can be enjoyed when we come together in the corporate way. And these are actually in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 17 and 18, and also verse 15. We see that these there are two different types of enjoyment. But the burden this week is that regardless of, you know, whether or not we're coming together, regardless of our daily enjoyment, we need to be those who are laboring on this land.
Amen.
If we do not labor, there is no surplus to bring.
Yes.
So this week is a very sobering word.
Right.
That, yes, we know we need to worship by bringing our portion of the Lord. And yes, we know we are here to remember the Lord and worship Him in truthfulness and spirit.
Amen.
But in our daily lives, we must be those who are laboring. Without labor, we don't even have food enough to feed ourselves.
Amen.
And without the laboring, we cannot. There's no way that we can share with others.
Yes.
And there's no way we have surplus enough to have true worship of God. You know, this week, it was during the young adult meeting. Brother's house was tasked, you know, to provide dinner. But we ran out of food. You know, we ran out of food. And inside of me, I feel very, very ashamed, right? Saints, when we invite the saints over, we ran out of food. That's not a good sign, you know. But spiritually, as I was going before the Lord, I was just very touched. Saints, when we come to the meeting, sometimes this is our condition. We don't have enough. Maybe we have a little bit. You can say, yeah, that's better than nothing, right? But saints, in Deuteronomy we see God's view, God's heart, is that we will bring the rich surplus. There's no lack when it comes to our enjoyment of the Father.
Amen.
This land is so rich. But if we do not labor on this land, we are just poor. We cannot bring anything to worship the Lord.
Amen.
In the history, in the Old Testament, there are some who, because they are so poor, they just cannot labor.
Mm-hmm.
We praise the Lord, we each have a portion in Colossians, right? But there are those who did not labor on this portion. So they have a plot of the land, but they just, for some reasons, they never labored. And because of that, they are sold into slavery. But there's Jubilee, of course, in 50 years, but still, right? So those, however many years, they cannot labor.
Amen.
They are working, they are slaving, and hence there's no true worship of God in the land.
Amen.
There's not enough surplus to bring to the meetings and to bring to the feast three times a year. Saints, may we not be those
Amen.
Who fail to labor.
Right.
Praise the Lord for this good land.
Amen.
Amen, saints. Okay. So, I just enjoyed that. I think I will not go into too many details, but I think hopefully we can all share our enjoyment. But saints, we see that I'll just add this. In the Old Testament, there's the picture. But in the New Testament, how does that apply to us? Saints, in John 4:24, we see that instead of going to the place that God has ordained, right, in the Old Testament, we must worship in spirit and truthfulness.
Amen.
The place of worship today in the New Testament is our spirit.
Amen.
That means the meeting hall is the meeting hall. But if we come to the meeting without being in our spirit, we cannot have true worship. We're here to be in spirit and what? Truthfulness.
Amen.
What is truthfulness? Truthfulness is not just being sincere in the outward way.
Right.
Truthfulness, as we see in Romans number 4, that is basically the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually Christ himself as the reality. We know Christ is reality, right?
Yeah.
In John, we see that I'm the way, I'm the life, and I'm the reality.
Amen.
This reality becoming our enjoyment.
Amen.
And from that enjoyment, something will be issued out.
Mm-hmm.
And that is truthfulness. That is Christ, the reality, being enjoyed and experienced by us and becoming our sincerity and
Amen.
Becoming the truth that's in us.
Amen.
That is the thing that we present to Christ.
Amen.
That is the thing we present to God, excuse me, when we come and worship.
Amen.
This is our New Testament way. So saints, amen.
Amen.
Amen. May we not be those who are lazy.
Amen.
I'm speaking to myself, right?
Amen.
When we enjoy the Lord, when we spend the time with the Lord, He will cause the rain and that produce of Christ can grow.
Yes.
Amen.
We must exercise our spirit of faith
yes.
in order to labor on this Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Despite how tired we are. I'll just end this one last thing. I'm sorry, I spoke for too long. You know, we work from 9 to 5, most of us. What do we do when we finish work? Maybe on our way back to our house. You know, what do? Do we just relax? I want to relax after work, you know. Maybe turn on the radio. I don't know, you're driving, right? But saints, what do we do during that time? We can actually labor on Christ during that time.
Amen.
It doesn't have to be long. It could just be that you open the message, you know, you read a paragraph, you just pray read. Lord, come in. I want to enjoy you as the produce.
Amen.
Produce something in me so that I can have something to offer.
Amen.
And then during that little turn, I truly trust the Lord will cause the rain and will cause the produce to grow.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Saying so, how about let's just open this time, and then we can have a little sharing, And also for those of you who are visiting, feel free to, you know, to share whichever portion that you have from your pursuing. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was just remembering the story of the children of Israel when the Lord brought them out of the wilderness, out of Egypt, into the good land. And one point that I was appreciating is that, yeah, when we enter into the good land, it's no longer the manna. You know, when the children were in the wilderness, when the children of Israel were in the wilderness, the Lord just poured out the manna, right? And all they had to do was just wake up early in the morning, wait there, right, and receive it from the Lord. But this just shows us that the projection of our advancement in the Christian walk, that first we start, you know, as babes, the Lord feeds us, right? We get nourished by the Lord directly, then with one another. But once we enter the good land, we enter into a different habit of eating. And so we can see the picture of the good land. Now the children of Israel had to labor the land. So the Lord, you know, gives them everything. He says, here's everything. It's for you and for your enjoyment and for the enjoyment of God. But that means that the children of Israel had to labor on that land. If they did not labor on the land, then there would be no produce. There would be no food. So that's just like our Christian life. You know, now that we're in the Lord, we're in a different stage. At least I, from 10 years, more than 10 years since I, you know, entered the church life, I feel like my stage is different. But every time, you know, that it goes, advances higher, there's always something in me that sometimes I just remain on this line where I'm just laboring on the same thing. But I was just very encouraged this week that, you know, our surplus comes from our enjoyment of the Lord. And our surplus is just Christ enjoyed by us. And so this past week's, even my voice still coming back, we've been having a lot of stuff happening, you know. We had a conference, we had a Bible camp, we had all of these things. And I just feel like I was so, like, watered and cherished by everyone. But then this week, I think I forgot. And I was like, oh, I already labored for the past 3 weeks. So it's my turn to just relax, you know, to just be, like, enjoying the Lord in my own, like, slowly. I don't have to read my Bible. I'm saturated. But the Lord is just, he's just so faithful to remind us that our laboring is a constant laboring, day by day. So yeah, so I just appreciated this on day three. You know, this is the life in the good land. It is a life which we're continually laboring on Christ, in which we are producing him in a mass way. We're reaping so much of Christ that we are fully satisfied beyond what we have, a surplus to share with others and to worship God. So when we come to the meetings, you know, our enjoyment, that is our enjoyment of Christ, and when we bring it to one another, that's just the Lord being expressed. And I was just telling the Lord, you know, this week, Venus is not here. He's in the training. I'm just going to enjoy and receive from the saints. But the Lord has been bothering me. It's like, you know, what have you been doing? So I just appreciate, you know, that we're in the good land. The Lord is our good land, and he's our good land to labor. And the more we labor on this land, the more Christ we have. And when we come together, it's a mass corporate Christ. It's not just individual Christ, but it's the Christ that we can feed others. Amen. So praise the Lord for this laboring. May the Lord remind us day by day that morning by morning, when we wake up, the first thing we do is come to our farm, check on our produce, and labor on the Lord.
Amen.
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 I've been really touched by Brother Ron's gave a definition of laboring. Mm-hmm. You know, we think that laboring is doing this, that, and the other thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and in reality, you know, actually it is to a certain extent. But actually, you know, his definition, he said, to labor is to exercise our spirit in order to gain portions of the all-inclusive Christ throughout the day, in every situation,
Amen.
And in all circumstances, We exercise our spirit to contact the Lord and experience Him.
Amen.
And we must do this each day, every day, in all circumstances, right? The children of Israel, when they entered into the good land, yes, they didn't have the manna. They had to work on the produce of the land. And what was that? They needed to defeat all the enemies. They needed to clear the land for the Lord. And the Lord said, little by little, you know, and wherever you walk, whatever you see and walk, that's what you take.
Mm-hmm.
The laboring of the land is grabbing the kingdom by violence. In the New Testament, the Lord says, you take the kingdom by violence. And what does that mean? That doesn't mean that we go with swords. It means that in spite of our circumstances, in spite of everything, when instead of looking for other entertainments, oh, I've had such a terrible day, oh, I have to sit back and, oh, maybe watch TV or whatever. Instead of doing that, I go to the Lord and I seek my refuge in Him.
Amen.
That is laboring on the land.
Amen.
Laboring is that, you know, when I, you know, in my, you know, my work, I have a little job, and one of my companions, you know, he would come to me and ask me things about God and how he wanted to get, you know, close to God and so forth. Oh, and I was so happy and everything. So, but then later on, now he doesn't ask me anymore. And I was just thinking, well, maybe I'm not laboring on the land and I'm complaining, and now he doesn't see the Christ in me anymore. So now he doesn't come to ask me. It, you know, I thought about this. You know, it may seem a little silly, but the fact is that we labor on the land, yes, so that we can get the supply. They had to kill, you know, get rid of all these enemies, which represent the enemies that prevent us from touching the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's what those enemies are.
Mm-hmm.
But we do that by going to Him. And that it doesn't matter. Our circumstances don't mean anything, because those circumstances are given to us by the Lord so that we can you know, be the overcome. He can be the overcomer in us.
Yeah.
So every circumstance is for us. I'm comforted, and not so much comforted, that this situation, the Lord gave it to me. This person here, you know, where I live, that bothers me, he is given to me by the Lord. And how do I, you know, I have to labor on the Lord to have this surplus, so that in my being, in my person, I can emanate the fragrance of Christ.
Amen.
That is the surplus. Do I have this? Do I have the fragrance of Christ to those people around me?
Yeah.
That is a surplus. The surplus isn't that I'm running around, you know, like a chicken without a head, doing this and that, and I'm so exhausted. And I'm so exhausted I can't do anymore.
Right.
When we are exhausted like that, that means that we don't even have enough food for ourselves, much less for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm getting older and older, you know, I realize that it's more of how much the Lord is gaining in me so that I could just be with someone. You know, I don't even have to be doing anything. That when I'm with someone, there's that peace and that joy in the Lord that others can feed on. And we don't even know it. It's something that it's not even visible to us. So I really did enjoy that aspect of laboring on the Lord. That's the genuine. That is the worshiping of the Lord in truthfulness.
That's
the genuineness. We don't even know it's there. It just emanates from our being.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I'd like to follow that. So in the every week there's a, in our message, there's a burden. And so our job is to, just outwardly, is to find the words. Some of the words should stand out. They should just pop out. And if we labor, if we do this faithfully, the ones that pop out are that's the key, the center of the message. So this week, at least for me, I have three words: labor, surplus, and exhibit.
Amen.
Amen.
So
So the title of the message was The Surplus of the Produce of the Good Land.
Amen.
So, you know, it's easy to get caught. Oh, the produce. This week, the burden is not on produce. It's on
surplus.
Amen.
So surplus, why is it on surplus? Mm. Because we need to labor.
Right.
We need to labor so that we have the produce.
Right.
We labor by contacting the Lord again and again and again and again and again.
Amen.
And just through the day. So our relationship with the Lord, as we grow in life, just gets more. We have more contact.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this contact, eventually, you know, as we get contact the Lord, we might contact Him and, you know, say thank you or whatever.
Yeah.
Eventually, we find that we're bringing in the Word, so we bring in the Word. But what's the issue? What's the result? The result is that something that was not there before is now there. That's the produce. This is Christ Himself. So as we contact God, as we contact Him,
right.
Use the Word and contact Him, all of a sudden, something that was not there before, meaning Christ, is now there.
Right.
So if we just like labor in a superficial way, we have some knowledge. But knowledge is not what we're laboring on. We're laboring to produce that something that was not there before. We're laboring to produce Christ.
Amen.
So we get the knowledge of the message, but we're really laboring to gain the Christ. We want Him added to what we gained mentally. Now why so that's the produce. But this week is on the surplus. Why is the focus on the surplus? Because our job is to supply Christ to others.
Amen.
If we don't have enough Christ to supply ourselves and to supply others, we're short. We're short. We're coming without. We're empty-handed, basically. So our job is to produce something that was not there before. To produce Christ. So enough Christ so that there's surplus so that we have some for others.
Amen.
And also when we come to the meetings, doesn't matter what kind of meeting it is, every meeting we have this surplus for others and for God the Father.
Amen.
So this something that was not there before will be worked into us as truthfulness. And then we don't have to do anything special. We just praise the Lord.
Amen.
And whatever, you know, whatever comes out, that's our, we have truthfulness.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I enjoy what Brother John and Harry share. And I convicted today, this week, because sometimes lazy. Come home from work, tired. I drive a lot from New York to PA. I just lay down and turn on the TV, right? The first thing I do. So I'm being convicted. I have to confess that. And I think many times we do that, right? When we get tired, we come home and just turn the TV to hear the news. I'm addicted to the news to hear what's going on. But anyway, you see, the people of Israel, some wanted to collect extra manna, like to have a surplus. And what happened with that manna? Spoiled. You see, you had to labor every day. You can't just say, like Ari was sharing, oh, I already read the Bible so many times yesterday and before. That's enough. You know, sometimes we just skip day, don't open the Word, right? Because we're tired or we don't have the time. We rush to go to work, right? And no, we need to labor every day. Now, labor is not two things physically, even though somebody needs to till the ground. Now, this tilling the ground is basically in the spirit, and the Lord is preaching the word, shepherding others, you know, this labor and taking care of the other one, or the poor ones, right? Mm-hmm. But one of my younger sisters in South America put in Facebook this image saying, if you have God in your life as the first place, say amen. And I was reading, I said, I cannot say amen because I don't have him in the first place. Many times I just forget about him, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, yes, I'm lazy sometimes, but I'm, well, I open the word every day. But it says here in the message, we must learn to contact Christ in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening. We need to exercise our spirit not only once a week or once a day, but continually to contact and labor on the living Christ, who is the life-giving spirit. Mm-hmm. Then we will have a harvest and surplus. We'll have something of Christ in our spiritual hands to offer God for his satisfaction to share with others for their satisfaction. Yeah. So, like I said, this week, really, this message shows us that we really need to ask the Lord for mercy. And we need to repent. That's the first thing we need to do, to repent. Mm-hmm. Lord, I haven't really contacted you much. Only in the morning, but we should do it all day long, because Paul says constantly pray, unceasingly pray. Now, we can't stop our work and start, you know, reading the Bible. No. But Brother Lee shared that praying constantly, unceasingly, is to call his name every day. You're doing something. Amen. When I'm teaching how to drive, amen, every time a student gets in my car, I say, oh, Lord Jesus, I love you. Oh, Lord Jesus, help me to do this work. You know, this is constantly, you know, unceasingly praying. You know, this is the way. You're doing some work at school, at work, anywhere you are. Just say, oh, Lord, you contact somebody new. Say, Lord, help me. Oh, Lord Jesus. And then you can preach the word to that person. Right? But you need to ask the Lord to help you to do this. We cannot do it ourselves. And ourselves usually fail. When I try to do things on my own, it doesn't work. You know, we need to also till the ground by preaching the gospel, shepherding, feeding others. But we need to exhibit Christ, not only here, but outside too. Sometimes we just come here to exhibit Christ, but we don't exhibit our work. You know, and it happened to me many times. Sometimes when I get a client that is very annoyed, I get a little upset because it's, you know, I have some students that really have an attitude problem getting in the office. And my wife said to me, easy, calm down, you know. So I had to calm down because some of them come with an attitude. But I asked the Lord, oh, Lord, just help me. So we need to really pray. And seasonally pray, call his name, so we can exhibit Christ not only here, but outside. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I was very touched by this week's message. Two words. Put aside. So on the online, the first point, it says that we use the word surplus because the people of Israel put aside a certain portion of their produce from the labor on the good land for the purpose of worshiping God.
Amen.
So I think so often, you know, we actually enjoy the Lord here and there, but we actually did not put aside a certain portion specifically for the Lord. You know, I still remember when I first came to the church life, the first year, the church was pursuing revelation for the whole year. The only thing I remember was Brother Taylor. He stood up and fellowshiped on Revelation 21, 18 to 20. The 12 stones that was set to be the foundation stones of the New Jerusalem. But the names, I totally forgot. But, you know, bottom line is that after the fellowship, I remember that, you know, the 12 tribes are stones, right? And Peter is a stone. And we are also the stones, and we can be built up. And then, and also another time, you know, that was a period of time, we were assigned to a certain portion. Like I was assigned to Monday, and then I need to share the verse. And the verse was Matthew 8:20. Jesus said to him, the foxes have holes, the birds of heaven have roosts, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what is this? But then, you know, like after the meeting, I realized that, you know, actually when the Lord taught, you know, mentioned about not having a place to sleep, that was all about the spiritual thing. That was, you know, the kingdom is not material, right? So I think in a way, you know, this message, this week's message is very, you know, like, kind of like a warning to us or a reminder to us. But on the other hand, I think that's also an encouragement.
Amen.
To all of us,
yes.
And we all have a portion.
Yes.
We all can function.
Amen. Amen.
Even if we only have a little,
Amen.
But we can still set aside a little,
right.
And we can stand up to share. And I just feel that, you know, brothers and sisters share about labor, surplus, and exhibit. I just feel that, you know, they are so precious. And also, you know, I feel that every time we stand up, we do feel that this meeting is ours. You know what I mean? Like last week, I think I was not in the meeting. I don't know why. So I asked Megan, I said, oh, how was the meeting? She said, oh, it was good. You know, so-and-so share. And I said, oh, do you remember? She said, oh, I don't remember exactly, but something like this or that. But then I asked her, I said, did you share? She said, yes, I share. And I said, what did you share? She was like, oh, I share this and this, very specific. And so you know that, you know, I think no matter what, we can present Christ to everyone here, we really can share the product.
Amen.
Yeah, I enjoy this week's message on day 5. First, I'd like to read this we need to present to God and share with others the Christ whom we have experienced.
Amen.
In order to have the genuine worship in truthfulness, Christ must be presented to God.
Amen.
If Christ is not offered to God through our calling and praying, there will be little or no reality in our worship.
Amen.
And our worship
right.
will not be in truthfulness. So, yeah. So this is, we have to labor to exhibit Christ. In order to exhibit Christ, because Christ is the only source and person that will please God. So in order to exhibit Christ, to give our offer, the feast on Christ, to give our offer to our Father, we need to labor on Christ, on our daily living. Now, as Brother John also mentioned about labor, and Sister Virginia too, labor. So I was thinking, how do I labor in Christ on our daily living? So Brother told us that when we comb our hair, when we brush our teeth, or carry out any other activity, we should do it with Christ.
Amen.
Do it with Christ, even a very simple, tedious thing. We can do it with Christ.
Amen.
It's God's blessing or mercy. I am a housewife. That's my portion. Praise the Lord. A housewife, I do a lot of tedious things, but I can do it with Christ.
Amen.
Seek Christ.
Right.
I wish I want to be a crazy lover of Christ.
Amen.
So I can chase after him each moment. I can live before him. I seek, I need a lot of wisdom so I can seek him.
Amen.
So this is laboring Christ. Doing everything with Christ.
Amen.
What will cost? In John 4:14 says, whoever drinks of the water that I will give him shall by no means thirst forever.
Amen.
So when we seek him, Amen. Labor on him, he's not only just solve our problem, also, but the water that I will give him will become in him a fountain of water,
Amen.
Springing up into eternal life.
Amen.
Wow, Amen. This is this is really, really something. So this is what I, for the past week, this is what I have exercised to labor in Christ. And then God will send the living spirit as the heavenly rain to
Amen.
Water us
Amen.
And
Amen.
To cause something of Christ
yes.
to grow in us.
Amen.
And so
Amen.
Then when we come to the meeting, we can present the surplus of Christ to the Father, and we can speak for Christ and present something of Christ to our Father.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm a working brother. I'm a working saint. I started my working life about a year ago. Now, after the first few months, the Lord shined on me. I had a certain kind of conviction. It was a conviction. It wasn't condemnation from the enemy. Condemnation causes you to look at yourself, to be introspective, and distracts you from the Lord. But I believe this speaking was from the Lord, because it was a small word. It was gentle and it was light to me. And that was that in my living, I separated work life from my church life.
Amen.
I go to the meetings, I pray, do the ministry with God's people, right? I work. Am I contacting God at all? Like you said, brother, sometimes I just forget about God completely at work. Right? But the Lord's calling us into fellowship with Him.
Amen.
Right. He reached us as a spirit. And His intention is for us to live in two realms at once.
Yeah.
The Gentiles don't live in this way. They don't know reality.
Yeah.
This is a portion of the Word that I've been reading for the past two or three mornings. I just got a little more light this morning, actually. Ephesians 4:17-20. Paul says, "This therefore I say, and testify in the Lord, that you no longer walk as the Gentiles also walk in the vanity of their minds."
Yeah.
And after that, it describes what the living of the Gentiles is like. It's vanity.
Right.
It's void of reality.
Amen.
Right? Verse 20 says, "But you did not so learn Christ."
Mm-hmm.
Right. Learning Christ. What a word. What an utterance. Learning Christ is equivalent to being conformed to His image in the Lord's day. To learn Christ implies that we have Christ in us as a pattern.
Right.
We can learn Him in our walk, in our daily living.
Mm-hmm.
Not long ago, I had an experience of opening the fridge and reaching in to get something. And I was touched. In doing that, I was in the vanity of my mind. I was void of reality, even in doing such a mundane thing. This is just a normal thing. I could have been enjoying the Lord in that. I could have been in His presence. I could have been in His light and fellowship with Him. It's so practical. But I'm just encouraged, saints, that we're in the best environment. We're under the ministry of the age. We're in God's greenhouse. We're with others that are also pursuing the Lord in this way. And I just say that as a testimony, but also something that I'm seeing more and more. Is that our living and all that we do is altogether related to God and His purpose.
Amen.
And His testimony, what He's doing on the earth through us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. This week the topic is regarding the surplus. So this whole week I feel I never experienced so down and dry. I'm still recovering physically from the past, like Adi shared, you know, the conference and all the meal service and children's service in the whole week. I'm like, you know, but laboring, amen. Laboring on the Lord, we need to have the surplus, we need to labor on the Word of God and labor on people. While we are laboring, we cannot avoid frustrations and downtimes. So I fellowship with my husband. I said, I feel so down, and I'm kind of like feel like in the valleys of the shadow. And so he replied me this way. He said, if there is something or someone, you know, you love, you care more than God, you offend Him, and you are
worshiping idols. I was knocked down right away. I was speechless. I'm weak and I'm needy one. This moment you need to give me your supplies. Why you? What do I bring to the Lord this Lord's Day? You know, how do I share on home meetings? And I was dead like for, I don't know how, but I was now stopping communicating and fellowship with the Lord. I asked the Lord, why I'm liking this? Why? What's wrong with me? I need your presence. I feel like I'm lost in it. And right there, while I'm complaining before the Lord, he leads me to start to repent. He will remove, you know, this, he said, the truthfulness is the revealed divine reality.
Amen.
I just recall the past weeks of my service. I judge, I'm murmuring, although I didn't tell others, but inside of me, I experienced that. I just start to experience the sin offering. Oh, Lord
Amen.
Jesus, the trespass offering.
Amen.
And
Amen.
When I come to day six, it says, God is the Spirit. Those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. And the Lord Jesus himself, he said he himself is the reality.
Amen.
If our life is a life daily experiencing Christ, we received and we can offer him as the sin offering and or as a trespass offering or burnt offering. But while I'm confessing, repent before the Lord, I experience all these offerings.
Right.
He's supplying me over there, right there. Oh, this is my surplus.
That's
maybe
right.
I can bring to the saints. So therefore, a long time, I feel like I was not like thoroughly confessed before the Lord. And just, you know, the Lord just showed me how I can experience such a wonderful, rich Lord as my every aspect needs, like his tolerance, his patience, his kindness, everything positive.
Amen.
So every day, Lord, I say I'm not afraid to be down or dry, but Lord, right there, it's time you can support me and supply me with your words, with even the sense sharing. I can be revived from right there, all the realities of these offerings. As I asked Aaron this morning when we drove here, I said, how many offerings in the Old Testament? He said, five. I said, oh, really? But I think of five plus three more. But yes, God is so rich, and he cares us. And his purpose, his will is to build up, establish us and build us up in the body.
Amen.
So, Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Thank you for your caring and renewing our soul.
Amen.
Thank you for every day you are with us.
Amen.
We can labor on this good land
Amen.
And labor on your words and on people.
Amen.
All those saints we are laboring on, Lord, through prayer and your own care, Lord, they will grow because you are the only one caused the growth.
Amen.
Amen.
In typology, the children of Israel, they all had their portions when they were living in the good land, right?
Yeah.
So they had to labor for two purposes. They had to labor to stay alive, to get the supply, right?
Yeah.
That's the produce. But there is something more than that, right? There is something more significant than what they need. That's called surplus. This surplus is not directly related to their own usage, right? They brought this surplus to the temple of God to worship God and even enjoy with each other. And in the many locations in the Bibles, Lord said, right, no one shall appear before me empty-handed. No one should appear before me empty-handed. And this is a typology. So in the New Testament, according to the New Testament, fulfillment of this type, right? When we come to worship God in a corporate way, we must bring the Christ whom we have experienced.
Yes.
The word must bring is not an overstatement. This is a divine command.
Yeah.
because this is according to the type. But our God Father is not coming to us in a powerful way, saying, oh, if you don't bring the surplus, you will be dealt like you've been dealt never before, right? This is in his heart, in his being. May this touch our being today, right? Amen. We really need to labor on this all-inclusive Christ. Amen. So it's worth to emphasize again, what is the definition of labor, right? Just like Sister Virginia said this morning, the labor is to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
To gain portions of Christ, right? So basically, throughout the day, in every situation, in all circumstances, we need to exercise our spirit.
Amen.
To contact the Lord and to experience Him.
Amen.
Yeah, we must do it every day, each day, and in all circumstances. Even in the midst of our circumstances, we need to exercise our spirit to contact Him.
Amen.
Right there.
Amen.
And right then.
Amen.
So this word is really very good encouragement, because last week our train, you know, from New York to New Jersey, whatever, was keeping the canceled without my approval. So sometimes you get mad, and this word reminds you, you need to exercise your spirit to contact Him.
Amen.
Right then and right there.
Amen.
So dear saints,
amen,
this is the divine, you know, command. We really need to come to the meeting with the surplus of the Christ whom we have experienced.
Amen.
Of course, we are glad the saints come, right? But to come, you know, empty-handed is a serious matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So I just feel like the Lord wants to touch us, motivate us, and perfect us, even enlighten us, so that we do not come week after week empty-handed.
Amen.
He wants us to have a surplus from our laboring on Christ. So day by day, even if it's a small portion, it's not the size of the portion that matters. It is the nature of it. So dear saints, we need to have a realization and an understanding why we are coming to the Lord's Day meeting, right? We're coming to Lord's Day, we're coming to our corporate meeting to exhibit Christ and to share Christ with each other.
Amen.
So day by day, we just need to, you know, labor on Him.
Amen.
So I, just a little bit more time, basically. Yeah, we're basically, you know, this week, especially saying, you know, we are not just a design, oh, from now on, we're going to do that. Yeah, you may just forget in a week. This has to be rooted into our being.
Amen.
Yes. So no matter how, you know, your week went, right, you know, that you may have many failures,
right,
etc., but you all need to consider to bring all this to the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
He knows. And we also, we must confess anything that we need to confess. And he will apply the power of his blood, especially in church life, right? We may be offended or offended someone. We need to forgive and ask for forgiveness. We must apply him as a reality of all the offerings, and we will be fully at the peace. When we have peace, the grace flowing through us, then we have Christ to exhibit,
amen,
and to share with others.
Amen.
So this is our daily exercise, our laboring. Without the laboring, no produce. Without the produce, no surplus. Then we just come to the Lord's table or whatever, or empty-handed.
Amen.
May these words,
amen,
you know, remind us,
yes,
encourage us. And if every morning we need to ask the Lord, Lord, have mercy on me, because the mercy opened the way for grace, then
yes,
we can enjoy the grace all day long. Lord, may the Lord praise, amen, and bless all of us.
Amen.
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 I recently enjoyed this Bible words, Romans 12:2, and do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind,
amen,
that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and well-pleasing and perfect.
Yeah, I really enjoy these words because recently I think I was exposed by the Lord that I still have a lot of value, you know, the old fashion, according to this fashion. Yeah, even we are, you know, baptized, you know, be saved for so many years. Mm-hmm. And a lot of like black and white thing. I know, you know, what is right, what's wrong. I can do maybe my value is according to the Lord, right? But there's still a lot of subtle things within us. I have to admit, you know, recently I was exposed. I really still in the old creation. I need to be transformed by the Lord. Yeah. So that's why I really enjoy this verse 12:2. And also I think our food is God's words. If without this food, we are not satisfied. We're hungry and thirsty. We're searching for a lot of other things. And our human being is so weak. We are so easily bothered, troubled by the outward things. If within us there's no God's words, if this life within us is not strong enough, we can't, we really can't, how to say, defeat the enemy. So we really need to labor on this land, just read God's words consistently. And this is my fifth year to read the Bible, how to say, once a year with a group of saints. And I really got nourished by this pursuing. I admit sometimes I kind of, you know, just fulfill religious duty, just, you know, read without enjoyment. Mm-hmm. But also a lot of time I really saved by God's words. While I was in the valley of death, the God's words is really saved me from this darkness. Mm. So I really enjoy this pursuing with the saints to read the God's words. Amen.
Praise the Lord. This week we need to bring surplus. What is the surplus in our meeting? Is to exhibit Christ. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes today, this morning, the Lord's word one come up on my mind is, who eats me will live because of me. So we need to eat Christ. In order to have a surplus, we need to enter into the good land.
Amen.
Amen.
If we are not entering into the good land, we cannot labor on the good land.
Amen.
And when enter into the good land, we know that we need to turn to our spirit. But in practicality, what is the meeting? We exhibiting Christ. Here it's mentioned it's the feast. Brothers, sisters, what is the feast? Feast is a party.
Right.
Party. It's something that is enjoying. Everybody have some portion to exhibit. Here brother mentioned in 1 Corinthians 14 that mentioned when in the meeting we come, might be some have some. It's not all teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Some with praise to the Lord. when we come to the meeting with some of the revelation, what I saw in the Bible. Mm-hmm. So, brothers and sisters, when we come to the meeting, especially today with the surplus, it's not always a teaching, not always a revelation. Might be we touch with Colossians 1:12. That is, oh Lord, we are all qualified. Qualified by the Lord for the allotted portion in the light.
Amen.
That is, oh Lord, and then we praise to the Lord.
Amen.
Lord, I come to the meeting.
Amen.
This is my portion. Right. Not the teaching, not revelation, but with something to the Lord.
Amen.
To edify us, to supply life. Lord, brothers and sisters, this is Brother Lee mentioned it has been 40 years till 1982. I'm really conflicted with that one. When we come to the meeting, do we need to bring our old natures to the meetings? Oh, Lord Jesus,
amen.
We come to the meeting, it's a party. Party of unleavened bread. It's not outside outward party. Mm. Unleavened bread, we know. Feast of the week. Feast of the tabernacle. That is all the riches of what we experience in our daily life.
Amen.
Not always something revelation,
I was in the early meeting. In earlier, or I should come to the revelation, the light of these messages. No, brothers and sisters, we come whatever we touch to the Christ in our daily, so we can edify the meeting. Our meeting will become life, become lively. It's not death, but all of us bring our portion to praise to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Each one has, and each one can bring our portion.
Amen.
Amen. For our enjoyment, and also for our enjoyment together with the Lord. Imagine like every week where everyone, where you know, our hands are full, right? I feel like today, the saints has really brought a lot to the table, right? And you know, with the Old Testament type, we see that the worshiper actually is a feast, just as our brother shared, right? Amen. So God wants us to really have a feast with Him.
Amen.
Every week, every time when we meet together.
Right.
Not just the Lord's Day, Lord's table, right? Of course, the Lord's table, is a time that we meet and we remember the Lord, and we also enjoy Him as becoming our feast. And then we also, right, in our prophesy meeting, we bring our enjoyment, our experience throughout the week for, you know, everyone else's mutual enjoyment. But, you know, all other meetings, right, whenever we met. Actually, yesterday, John and I had an hour. I just, like, yesterday, we were actually, you know, fellowshipping. We really were enjoying this week's messages. And actually, the more we enjoy, we felt like we couldn't stop. It's like just so much, right, in this week's message, and then we can really touch us. So I really feel like, you know, actually all these, you know, comes from our daily labor.
Amen.
Right? If we don't labor, just as brother and sister share, actually brother Ron remind us, what is actually really the labor? Actually, labor is, right, not just outward, right? Yes, outward, we're serving the church. We need to put our, you know, there is a physical labor aspect into it, right? Brother and sister, I know, especially the sister, we're very tired, you know, in the past few weeks, right, with all the serving. But there, you know, as long as we're serving in the Lord, we actually are laboring in Him, right? And actually, you know, the outward, I would say the toil and labor, yes, that is labor. But then the real labor is actually our oneness with the Lord in our spirit.
Amen.
Right? Actually, the more we touch Him, even under all the circumstances, right, environments, I was actually a little regret that the other day I spoke to my wife that way. Because from her response, I knew that, oh, yeah. Now, even though I speak according to the truth, but the way I spoke it, it may be a little too harsh, not in the way of shepherding. But anyway, I'm glad that, you know, she made that testament. Actually, that caused her to labor. So any kind of, I meant, you know, we shouldn't be, as brothers or whatever, spouses, we need to actually in a more caring way. But of course, you know, even when we speak the truth, we can also speak the truth in a way of a love, right? Jesusly human, not some kind of a, yeah. But anyways, I guess the point is, my point is, you know, any kind of environment could actually cause us to produce a surplus.
Amen.
Right? As long as we are enjoying Christ, right? As long as we are one with the Christ, you know, right? The five offerings, actually, those are all should be our daily experience.
Amen.
You know, as brother and sister were sharing, that reminded me, you know, Job was the one, right? He offers to Jehovah daily, right? Now, he's a very pious person, we all know. But I think this is actually some of the practices that we can take, right? What is our daily offering, right? Actually, our offering, you know, all these five offerings, right? Sin offerings, trespass offering, peace offering, right? Meal offering,
burnt
offering, yeah. All these offerings are actually Christ, right? If we're offering Christ, that means we're actually experiencing Christ. I mean, there is something, as we're experiencing Christ, there is some reality, some elements of Christ that actually has been wrought into us. And that's what the Lord wants, right? You know, Lord doesn't really want someone every week come here to just perform a religious duty, right? I mean, we can actually see that even in the New Testament, right? When the Samaritan woman, right, tried to divert the topic, right, as the Lord was pointing out her some of her reality, she was trying to divert, but then the Lord was telling her, right? Actually, before that, Lord was telling her, you know, that revealed to her that he is the living water. So actually, the true worshiper is the one that would take him as our living water,
Amen.
Take him as our living food, right? So really, it's actually a feast.
Amen.
Amen. So daily, we need to really come to the Lord to enjoy the Lord as our feast,
Amen.
Right? We eat and drink of him. So, you know, I was really reminded, this also convicted, and actually on day one, it says, every morning we have to rise up early. Not one farmer can be lazy, right? Everyone has to rise up early in the morning. If we do not rise early in the morning to spend a little time with Christ, I'm certain that when we come to the meeting, we will have nothing in our hand. We will come to the meeting with empty hands. So, I you know, a lot of times, you know, early on, because I also confess before, I'm not really a morning person. But I was always reminded in the church life that need to rise up early, right? Mm-hmm. Even the Bible, you know, David was the one that rise up early in the morning to have fellowship with the Lord.
Amen.
And the more and more as I practice, I try to get up a little early, you know, I actually feel like, yeah, the morning time is definitely better than evening time, you know, right? Evening time when everyone is exhausted. Yes, we can still come back to the Lord. We can still, but the quality is different. We need to spend quality time with the Lord. Right nowadays, even a lot of these like a physical exercise, they say actually morning is the best time, right? You don't do it at the end of the day; it's actually not that very helpful, you know. So, oh Lord, have mercy on us, Lord.
Amen.
Have mercy on me that I can really, you know, really have this daily practice. Right, every morning I would really the first thing I should do is really come to the Lord, have fellowship with the Lord, to be in his word, right? We have this morning revival. Why is it not called anything else? It's called morning revival, right? This is really to remind us that every morning we need to be revived through this holy word.
Amen.
I'm really enjoying the time when I, you know, with the saints, we're actually enjoying the word together.
Amen.
And after we, you know, just being the word, we feel like we're just so full, right? It's so nutritious, and that actually feeds us the whole day. Now, of course, during the day, we still need to come to the door, as brother and sister shared, right? You know, even in our workplace, we need to have this one living with the Christ. And sometimes I do, like, during the day, you know, you get bothered by all kinds of, right, you know, your work, your manager, whatever, your boss, whatever. And that time, we need to turn to the Lord, right? A lot of time, you know, otherwise we're not going to be in the, you know, living Christ at that point. Actually, if we're not living Christ, the first thing to want to suffer is actually us, right? Because, you know, we get into anxiety, this and that. So, you know, Christ is actually the positive thing in the universe, right? So if we feel that we're, you know, losing our temper, whatever, turn, amen, turn to this Christ. Oh, Lord Jesus. So if we practice this way, I just, like, you know, feel like, when we come together, we would have so much to share, right? Mm-hmm. And a lot of time, I heard, like, you know, one of the message brother were sharing, like, every time we love to come together for a love feast, and sisters will prepare, like, really, you know, rich feast to us, and we brothers will sometimes say, wow, how you made this, right? And I was, like, really, you know, every time when we meet together, you know, we should have this kind of warm feeling, right? Oh, how'd you experience this one, right? Maybe after the fellowship, after the meeting, we can actually fellowship a little more. We need to have this kind of meeting, right? And every meeting will be so rich and be so, you know, edified and, you know, nourished. And in fact, that time, I believe the Lord will gain glory. The Lord will also be satisfied. Amen. Praise the Lord. May the Lord really grant us grace. And then also gain all cooperation,
Amen.
Not being lazy, just to labor on him. Amen. And then we have the surplus to bring to the meeting
Amen.
For our mutual enjoyment and for our Father's glory. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
You are our all-inclusive good land.
Amen.
You are all the enduring spirit.
Amen.
All this week, remember all our sins.
Amen.
How we live our labor on this good land.
Amen.
How we want to exercise our spirit in all circumstances.
Amen.
To contact you and experience you.
Amen.
So you can dispense your life into us.
Amen.
Making home in our heart.
Amen.
And saturate us with your spirit.
Amen.
Right, Lord Jesus, we need you.
Amen.
We give the coming week to you.
Amen.
Oh, wherever we are, we just turn to you.
Amen.
In our spirit.
Amen.
We want to labor in you.
Amen.
We also want to supply Christ to others.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
We will never take vacation from laboring.
Amen.
Oh, laboring on this good land.
Amen.
Bury yourself.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, just bless all the body members this week.
Amen.
Everyone will labor and have surplus.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Thank you for coming to us.
Amen.
Oh, as spirit and reality.
Amen.
Oh, you have reached us.
Amen.
We have this reality in us.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord. Cause us to labor.
Amen.
Cooperate with you.
Amen.
Thank you. You give spirit not by measure.
Amen.
Oh, our faith is in you.
Amen.
That you will supply and cause to grow.
Amen.
Oh, give you this week.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Right, give you this week.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, thank you for your grace and mercy.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, is always with us.
Amen.
Lord, gain our cooperation, Lord.
Amen.
We would labor in the good land.
Amen.
Have the surplus.
Amen.
A rich experience of you.
Amen.
Amen. To bring to the church meetings, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Labor and enjoy the good land.
Amen.
Enjoy the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Amen.
To bring to the meeting.
Amen.
To exhibit you.
Amen.
To praise you.
Amen.
To glorify you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, Lord, help us to labor on you.
Amen.
Oh, cause the life to grow.
Amen.
Oh, to have the surplus to supply to others.
Amen.
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 Amen.